Chris Williams left practice and injured.
He has a toe.
Scott, can you do on the mic so we can
hear? Yes, he has a toe.
Who is it?
Chris Williams. Thank
you. And Lee Smith is out of practice today as well.
Didn't have any report on
that. Lower body.
Scott Chandler, any update on him?
When they let him go, they haven't told me. They haven't given me a time frame.
Greg, do you think we'll be able to go pretty much full go on Sunday night for you?
I hope so. He did a good job today coming back.
Coach, both head coaches, six former Syracuse guys in the Hall of Fame game on Sunday. Does that give you a little extra pride? Some Syracuse pride?
Oh, I always admired Coach Coughlin. I mean, he helped me out quite a bit when I was the head coach at Syracuse. So we've always had a good relationship. And I think the common, obviously, denominator was we both went to school there and we both were in this profession. So I have a lot of respect for him. I've always followed him and always admired the work that he's done. And like I said before, we used to, meet once a year. I'd go and talk to him and he helped me out quite a bit.
How do you think Stephon Gilmore has looked for a couple of weeks of camp?
I think he's looked very good. I mean, last year, that injury, that was a tough thing to come back from, he's come out and it's been like he was in the beginning of last year prior to, real physical and he'll get better and better each day.
Coach, in what way did that take away from? Was the physical part of the game that it took away from trying to play with that injury?
I think if the best thing it would be, say, if you play this game with two hands and you take one hand and you tie it behind your back and you still try to play, probably the best way to describe how you have to play, how he had to play.
How about CJ? He's another guy that had an injury situation last year that seemed to hamper him quite a bit. How is he looking?
Yeah, he doesn't look hampered now, and he looks more explosive, than he did during the season last year. So, we've just got to do a good job, coming up here in the preseason about the amount of carries and how much work, he needs to get to be ready for the season.
Chris Hogan said he's benefited from strong offseason of work.
From where? I'm sorry. From
Chris Hogan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, benefited from?
From a strong offseason of work and training for himself. I talked to him this morning. What do you think has allowed him to take that?
I think it's the coaches that he should do. No.
Well, what do you think has allowed him to sort of take that next step or the extended look inside the slot?
I just think the opportunity and taking advantage of the opportunity. I think no one here would have argued that, Chris is a hard worker and he's reliable. I think last year it showed that the quarterback had confidence in him, went to him on third down when he was out there and playing in the slot. And he's strong. He's a big, strong player, and he has the ability to play there. So he's been doing quite well. He's made a good move this week. Played really well. Had a lot of opportunities.
We have been asked this earlier this week, but do you have an idea in terms of number of series for the starters on Sunday?
No, we're not going to wait. We're going to wait to discuss that until after. Tomorrow night's practice, so we know who's available, who's not, and things like that.
The expectation's pretty much the same going into the first preseason game. You want to get some good series in, a good amount of plays with the number ones, especially.
The expectation is to go and play a game and win.
Coach, you talk a little about Eric Pierce, your thoughts on him, and a lot of reps he's playing and where he fits in?
Yeah, I think he's come back better. He came off an injury the year before, when we had gotten here, and he's got tough competition every day, and I hope that that should help him during the season. He has to work and compete every single day to make a block, going against Mario, and those two guys have worked well together.
How much of the Hall of Fame festivities or activities will the team take part in, if any, the ceremony or any of that stuff?
I don't know how to answer.
As far as the festivities?
Yeah, what are considered festivities?
The team, like the induction ceremony. Would you go to see Andre's speech?
No, I think we have a responsibility and to be careful, but we have representatives going to those things. I thought you meant like we're gonna do some things privately.
Okay. But the team and yourself won't be at the enshrinement ceremony?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your thoughts on Andre, Coach? I mean, his career, he's going in. Your thoughts on him as a receiver and kind of the yardage?
Are you talking about
Andre Reed, who's going in?
I think more of you asking me or Coach Levy?
Asking you, because you were probably a fan and you remember when he played.
No, I was playing for an opponent.
I see.
Yeah. I mean, but I have a lot of respect for him. He was a heck of a player. I know that. But I really don't. I really haven't seen a lot. I apologize for that. But I have a lot of respect for Andre, what he did on the field.